USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Dorian is still a Category 1 hurricane, but it's heading out into the Atlantic.
Not only do you have strong winds, but you have a lot of wave action and swells and rip current, too. Certainly bad marine weather, bad beach weather, but not really devastating conditions by any sense. So just sort of an unpleasant day there in southeastern Massachusetts and similar conditions in Maine along the coastline.
Forecaster John Candelosi says the storm is being felt along the southeastern Massachusetts coast, including Nantucket. It's heading for eastern Canada. The storm death toll is 43 in the Bahamas. Cleanup is underway along coastal North Carolina. Governor Roy Cooper says
conditions are returning to normal in the southeastern part of the state. We're thankful not to have reports of serious injuries or death since the storm arrived.
This is USA Radio News.
I'm at the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C. with Dr. Barbara Natterson Horowitz, evolutionary biologist and physician.
There's a form of fainting that happens when people get stressed because the excitement triggers a slowing of the heart. Why this happened didn't make sense. The heart shouldn't slow down. The heart should speed up when there's fear. But what I've learned by working with veterinarians and learning about how animal hearts work is that young animals, when they are scared, sometimes their heart rates get very, very low, and that causes them to be very still. And when wild animals become very still, it often makes them safer from predators. One possible hypothesis is that slowing of the heart rate in response to fear in our species is actually an evolutionary echo from our vertebrate ancestors for whom the slowing of the heart was life-saving.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Iran now says it's capable of raising uranium enrichment past the level of 20%, but it has no plans to do so. Defense Secretary Mark Esper has condemned Iran's latest breach of terms of its nuclear deal with world powers. He says the latest developments should surprise no one. The Iranian Coast Guard has seized a ship in the Persian Gulf, detaining its 12 Filipino crew members, allegedly for smuggling fuel. With sentencing set for September 13th, federal prosecutors are asking a judge to sentence Desperate Housewives star Felicity Huffman to a month in jail for her role in the college admissions bribery scandal. Prosecutors said she acted out of a sense of entitlement or at least moral cluelessness. Huffman's lawyers argued she should get a year of probation, 250 hours of community service, and a $20,000 fine instead. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
Tomorrow is Grandparents' Day. USA's John Clements reports.
Nationwide, 2.7 million grandparents are raising their grandchildren. Due to a variety of issues like financial hardship, addictions, incarceration, domestic violence, or divorce, an estimated 5.8 million children are now living with their grandparents. Many of these grandparents have their own limitations, including living below the poverty line or a health issue. A number of states have recognized this social change, offering monthly subsidies to kinship families to help grandparents with the financial burden. One source from your state may be temporary assistance for needy families, or you can check out benefitscheckup.org.
Former White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders is weighing in on the latest job report. Here's USA's Chris Barnes.
For the former White House press chief, it was day one of a new job with Fox News. And she said on Fox and Friends that there shouldn't be any big concerns about the fact that there were 130,000 new jobs created in August, according to the government report, when most analysts were expecting closer to 160,000.
We are doing better under this president than we have in the previous 8 years. He has created over 5 million new jobs since becoming president. A lot of those are manufacturing jobs.
On the other side of the aisle, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi was slamming the jobs report as weak, saying the economy is, quote, faltering under the Trump administration's reckless agenda.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.